Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
The Gilgo Beach Murders, Long Island Serial Killer, Rex Huberman. Names that we've been talking about a lot. Titles that we've been talking about a lot in the last week. There is so much to digest in this breaking case that's been sitting dormant for 13 years now. Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent and Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joins us to discuss a case that has really been sitting silent for many, many years. Let me ask you this. This is something that happened in 2010. We're now all the way up to 2023. I guess the question initially is a lot of cold case, you know, cases, they go cold and they stay cold forever a lot of the time. Why now? How now is it that we're honing in on who this individual is? Is it technology? Is it a new set of eyes on something like this? Why are we 13 years later finally, you know, really honing in on who really appears to have done this sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to, like you said, boy, there's so many. I think we're going to learn, as we were chatting before we started, mm-hmm. we're going to have a lot of hope, I think, on a lot of cold cases based on this one case and investigation. And for all those reasons you mentioned, you know, technology advances and criminology techniques and all these things. But I'm going to tell you, this is a great example of the impact of leadership. Mm-hmm. You have a good, healthy organization that is being led by at the top, because it all trickles down, where someone is willing to innovate and go in and reopen a cold case and take another look because we learned something new. We got another detail in. And it's leadership at the top. It's the diligence of an investigator and a detective to re-examine these things. Because, I mean, think about it. You know, so let's just think logically about how organizations are run, especially when they're governmental organizations, whether it's law enforcement or any other bureaucracy, because I was FBI. I know how these functions work.
Yeah.
Bosses care about what they can put on their plate today. Mm-hmm. They care about the collars, the number of arrests made today. They care about right now because that's what people demand. People are demanding action for things that happened today. Mm-hmm. To give time and resources in a culture right now that is struggling for resources, which is law enforcement, yeah. to take resources away from something today and redirect it to something that happened yesterday, not just yesterday, but years yesterday, that takes courage. It takes initiative. It takes proactive acts of multiple teams of people to do that. But look what the potential payoff here is. Mm-hmm. The payoff is not just the hope that a couple families will find some rest, hopefully, and some resolution to the uncertainty that and the tragedy that this caused, but maybe all these other cases as well, because a serial killer does not stop. Mm-hmm. And so these murders happened in 2010, and between 2010 and 2023, do we really think that all of a sudden he got his fix of murders in life and that's it?
Yeah.
Just doesn't happen that way. So I think we're going to see a lot uncovered. And every day we're seeing more and more with storage houses from other homes, from other parts of the country. I mean, I think thank goodness there are people, and it doesn't take much. You know, you ride a couple of strong horses like these people, and it inspires others. One inspires other investigators around the country to, hey, let's stand up and do something and take initiatives to solve these types of horrendous crimes that have devastated people and families and communities, as well as for the perpetrators out there. Hey, doesn't mean you got away with it today. We still might find you tomorrow. And so I think it's a great discouragement for those horrendous people as well. So I got a lot of hope on this one.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I want to talk about some of the searches that he was doing, because that's always interesting. Yeah. And such a fingerprint, to me, it's almost better than fingerprints or DNA, because it gets into someone's mind. But we'll talk about that in a second. I'm curious about your thoughts on this, because I'm wondering if anything like this was used in this investigation, or if this is going to be something that can be used in future investigations. Just the other day, I saw a story about AI being used to track traffic patterns of an individual to determine, oh, this is someone who is involved in trafficking, because they were going to a specific place over and over. And yes, if you sat there as a human being and analyzed it and kind of broke it down, maybe you could figure it out. But AI was much quicker to pick that up and show something like that. I don't know exactly how it would be implemented in a societal way of, okay, we're going to somehow kind of track all these other nuances of people in life. But could something like that not be used if in fact they knew where everyone was going at all times, which they kind of do because we have cell phones. But if it was in a more trackable database sort of way and accessible to law enforcement, do you think that using AI to track down individuals like this more in the future and seeing patterns and it, you know, red flagging, like, look, this doesn't, there's something off about this from normal human behavior. Do you think things like that can be used in the future to help track some of these type of people down too?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's every time you get a new tool available to you, it becomes another person or entity at the table that becomes part of the investigative team, that becomes a part of Team of Life. The most important thing, I think, as time moves forward in the things you can't control in life, or life, death, and time, they're always moving forward and they're always going to happen inevitably. And for those people that are going to embrace change as they're happening and learn how to implement them in a healthy way and not rely, in other words, when you put AI at the table as a tool, as a resource, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But at the table, not dump the table on it, because it's everything in life requires a check, a balance, a reality check, and all these, you know, because AI has the ability to do an awful lot of things, but it also doesn't have wisdom of both the education as well as experience of a material world. But putting it at the table as a resource, absolutely. I think anyone would be foolish not to try to figure out a way in which to utilize it and do it. I use it a lot in my work, you know, as a collaborative tool, not as a end all be all, hey, it solved all our problems. No, it's a great new tool. We have to figure out how to use the new tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. It's such a super tool that combined with DNA matching and the databases and familial DNA, I just feel like once those two things merge in some way, shape, or form, there's going to be a lot of people found out very quickly.
I agree. Again, this episode today is a great hope episode. I think we're seeing a lot of hope for a lot of families and communities that have been negatively affected by these things.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.